We have a lot happening, including this morning, Hugh Hewitt, the syndicated talk show host, will be with us this morning at 8, and we'll speak again with Nicole Martin, Jack Phillips from Masterpiece Bakery. Is Laura, are they both ready? Who's there? Just Laura's there. Ladies and gentlemen, please say good morning. And what a tiger. We fought through all the EV Hudak recalls and then got to that very end, and EV Hudak, as we all know, tapped out. She threw in the towel. She quit. And, of course, leading everyone to believe that you no longer, well, you know, you're not voting for a candidate as we were taught. You were voting for a party. And that's what the Democrat progressive movement did here in Colorado. Laura Wood and Mike McAlpin fought that fight here. Laura joins us. Hey, Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Happy New Year.
Yeah, I mean, when you guys were co-hosting there for a while, when we were right in the middle of the fight for Evie Hudak, and she gets to the very end, and we were doing the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, we got the phone call that she, as we say, tapped out. She quit.
Mm-hmm.
And we had an I quit match, and she quit.
It's about the Democrats maintaining control.
Yeah.
That's really what it's about.
And sure.
So they forced her down and then appointed the mini-me.
And she had mini-me in there now, too. Right.
Yeah.
You know what I find interesting, and no one talked about this, that was always the, well, you know, Evie's gone, one more round. And what it turned out to be is the Democratic Party, the progressives, teaching Coloradans that you just didn't vote for her, you voted for them.
Uh-huh.
And so they put in mini-me, right?
That's exactly right.
I don't know. And I love the Denver Post editorial this morning with the legislative session about to begin. They hope for a calm session. I don't.
I don't either.
I don't want a calm session. I mean, this idea of, you know, making the Republican Party the party of no, or we just want to get along. I don't want to get along with these guys. I want to bring Mike up. Mike's with us, too. This is Mike McAlpin, who was the other part of that team. Hey, Michael, good morning. I said I miss you guys. It's like you guys were co-hosts there through all the recall stuff. And it's thanks to have you. Thanks. Good to have you back up. But, you know, I said the lead editorial in the Denver Post this morning is they hope for a smooth, quiet legislative session. I don't. And I hope there's a war on at Colfax and Broadway. But
Peter, of course, you know, they want everything nice and smooth. They poked us in the eye, and they poked us in the eye. And now that, you know, they've got us down, they just want to pretend nothing ever happened.
Mm-hmm. And after the recon, Victor Head's coming up this morning. And Vic was one of the guys in the recall of Angie Baby, Angie Hirone. But
champ.
He's a great man. I'm a big fan of Victor.
Us too.
And so with the three of you, with Laura and Mike and Vic coming up, so you have an announcement to make on the Hudak. It's not the Hudak seat, but for intents and purposes, we'll call it that.
Yeah. We do. We do have an announcement on that. You know, we've worked really hard to get rid of Evie, and we feel now like it's not over. We need to go to the next step, and we need to elect a constitutional conservative who will fight for liberty and freedom and our rights. And yeah, I had a lot of people approaching me to run for that seat. I really tried hard not to run for the seat. I was looking everywhere for closed doors, a better candidate, and I couldn't find one. And Joe Neville said to me one day, you know, my dad says when you look in the mirror, if the person you're looking at is the best person, then you need to run. And so I have just sort of succumbed to the encouragement of my supporters, and I've decided it's time and I'm willing to serve District 19. And so I am going to run for the Senate seat in District 19, Evie Hudak's seat.
My hat is in the ring, as they said, right?
Yes, that's right.
I'll throw my hat in the ring.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled. Laura, I just couldn't be happier. Michael, your thoughts?
I have never met a woman of such great integrity in my life. You know, folks, Laura worked not just this recall here for us. She also worked down in Pueblo, Colorado Springs, and last spring. And she was a rock star, a piece of granite through the whole thing. And that's the kind of person we all need in office. You know, these folks who say one thing and then they trot on up to Capitol Hill and do something completely different. That's why we fought so hard to get those people out of office. And Laura is the exact opposite. She is exactly what you hear and see every day, smart, dedicated, and principled. And We can't do any better. She's fabulous.
Yeah. Let me ask you, by the way, as somebody asked me by email, has Hudak found anywhere to land yet? Has she gotten a job someplace? I really don't know. Do you guys know?
I don't know either.
So she's, I mean, you can bet that she'll get a gig out of this party someplace or some education pact or something. She'll turn up.
That's our guess.
She could be like Morse and get, what, $250,000 or $250 million, or she could be like Caron and, you know, run for Secretary of State. I mean, she has lots of opportunities.
Angie Babies, we're going to talk with Victor Head, but Angie's back. So, I mean, it's like they're almost like in those 1930s Dracula movies or Frankenstein movies. You can't kill them. You know, next movie, you know, somebody pulls the stake out of the casket and Angie Heron sits up. You know, it's like, whoa. And I expect Hudak, it ain't over for her either. I mean,
no,
she'll come back in the game.
She's going to surface somewhere in the party.
Yeah, but you got to play like whack-a-mole, you know, like those games. Every time the mole, pow, you know, hit it and it becomes pow, you hit it over here, you know. Comes back
unlike,
up again.
Yeah, unlike whack-a-mole, though, we're hoping we're going to win, because I never win at whack-a-mole, so we want to win.
Who wins whack-a-mole? No one wins whack-a-mole. But, again, I think this is very cool. This is Laura Wood and Mike McAlpin, and they were really, they took down Evie Hudak. And I remember, boy, I mean, the Denver Post, no one liked you guys in the Republican Party. I was at a dinner the other night, and some guy brought up Ryan Call. He said, what do you think of Ryan Call? I said, you don't have enough time. Ryan Call, the head of the Republican Party of Colorado, and how these guys—you guys had the plague, man. They couldn't, and they didn't come around Vic Head either.
Not until we won.
Yeah.
And Victor, maybe Ryan will look at it this time because Laura is a winner. I mean, she has proven this, and you know, so far everything she's touched has won, and she's going to take it in Senate District 19 also. So, part of our task is to go to Ryan and say, you know, when she's ahead and taking the primaries and moving forward, that this is your person. And so we'd love to have Ryan say, you know, I thought about it, and you're absolutely right. That would be terrific.
It would be terrific.
Yeah, we haven't thrown enough rocks at him, so I'm sure he's going to go, oh, yeah, you got that backing of that morning show on KNUS. I'm your guy.
Well, you know, and I couldn't be here without the help of a lot of influential people, and I'm just really honored to say that I have been endorsed by the RMGO PAC and Dudley Brown and Lauren Sheets, and this is the most humbling thing I've ever done in my life, but it's great to have solid, principled, honest patriots behind me as well.
I think this is way cool, and we heard about this the other day when you guys called, and Laura's hat is in the ring for the coveted Hudak seat. And, you know, it has to put the chill into progressives because, like I said, playing whack-a-mole, these guys have gone down a couple of times now because of you and guys like Victor Head. So I think it's way cool. I really do.
Well, thank you very much.
And when's it underway? Apparently as we speak, right?
It is underway as we speak. This is our announcement to the public, yes.
I can't wait. I mean, how will all of this work? Because how long before this election takes place, people want to know?
Well, the caucus will start on March 6th, will happen on March 6th.
Yeah.
And so it's at that level it starts, and then we'll go through the primary and then the general election in November, obviously, if we make it that far. But the focus right now is to get my name out there, my face out there enough so that we get the delegates at the caucus level and get on the ballot.
And this is one of those moments, and there is a libertarian guy, and I like him. He's been on the radio show, but he has to back away, or this is going to – that's how Evie Hudak won. Well, how many votes did she take that seat by, like six or something? It wasn't many.
300, 500, something, yeah.
I mean, she – and it was principally because the party's – the Republicans splintered.
Yeah.
And that speaks to the Republican Party. It's the worst of the – anyhow, so...
You know, one of the things I'm really passionate about, Peter, is uniting this conservative base, whether they call themselves a libertarian or a Tea Party or an unaffiliated or a Republican. We need to come together and support one candidate, and I am passionate about that because if we don't catch that vision across this country, we're not going to win elections, period.
And that's what the case that Tancredo is trying to make now about a series of debates, and they're saying somebody's got a radio up, you got to kill it, please. So, but Tancredo's trying to make that case right now. Look, if we get into a debate, you know, and by the way, he was willing to say if you want to have a debate with John Hickenlooper and any of us, or have, you know, two former governors speak or talk to any of the other candidates, I'm fine with that. But when you turn each other loose, then you get, you know, some Denver Post editorial writer as the, you know, commentator, you know, the Republicans will rip each other apart and the Democrats will just wait and lick their chops.
Yes.
So everybody has to be careful right now because there's too much at stake.
That's absolutely true. Liberty, our rights, freedom, it's at stake.
I agree, yeah. And like I said, the lead editorial in the Post this morning, hoping for a calm session. Hell, I hope anything but. I hope they go in or bust some chops, you know. That would just be great.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Anything, we'll have you back as often as we can, and we'll get this thing underway. And when people thought there was no chance that anyone was ever going to recall Evie, these are the people who did it. And I come back to the cowards in the Progressive Party that would not stand for an election. And so rather than that, she tapped out. And you just found out in that district, you didn't vote for Evie Hudak. You voted for the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
That is true.
Yeah. All right, you guys.
Hey, thank you so
safe.
Much, Peter.
All right, thank you. All right, we go back.
Peter, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike. All right, we go to open lines. 303-696-1971. That's cool. And coming up, Victor Head. And we got to get Angie Baby. We got to get that song ready. Remember we played that? Angie Baby, Your Special Lady. Victor Head was the one of the principals in recalling Angie Harone. And now she, as we just talked about, she's back running for more.